South Africa expresses solidarity with Iran after missile chemicals explode. By Joel B. Polak on April 29, 2025. South Africa expressed solidarity with the government of Iran after a deadly blast in a port that was reportedly caused when chemicals for ballistic missile fuels imported from China exploded. As Breitbart News reported on Sunday, the explosion, which killed dozens and wounded over 1,000 people, was suspected of being caused by chemicals for missiles. Iran uses such missiles to target Israeli civilians. South Africa issued a statement in which it expressed condolences with Iran over the explosion, but without condemning Iran's ballistic missile program, which has no defensive purpose and could eventually be used to carry nuclear weapons. The government of the Republic of South Africa expresses its deepest condolences to the government and people of the Islamic Republic of Iran following the devastating explosion that occurred at Shahid Rajai Port in Bandar Abbas, southern Iran, which resulted in the loss of life of over 40 persons and serious injuries to over 1,000 persons. South Africa extends its heartfelt condolences to the families who have lost loved ones and wishes a speedy recovery to the injured persons, including from various other countries. We commend the efforts of the emergency response teams and volunteers who are working tirelessly to provide relief and support to those in need, and also commend governments who have provided swift support. We stand in solidarity with the government and people of Iran in the aftermath of this tragic accident. It is not clear how the explosion happened, though Iran blamed negligence rather than an attack or sabotage. President Donald Trump has criticized South Africa's relations with Iran in cutting off aid to the African country and offering asylum to Afrikaner farmers, who fear discrimination and the loss of their property. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.